This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's Public Media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. Exit 167 Management Group presents the Festival of Colors, coming up Saturday, April 15th from 11:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the McLean County Fairgrounds in Bloomington. Organizers Leons Philip and Vinod Nambiar say this is the second year for the festival. And while this type of event is an Indian tradition, Nambiar says they want everyone to feel welcome and a part of the Festival of Colors.
We want to focus on the fun element, and we are mainly focusing this specifically for friendship, unity, and togetherness, bringing people together. This community has always been, and I foresee it always will be, a community of people coming together for everything. We have been very blessed to be living in such a community where we value each other, and we value each other's perspective. When it comes to fun, there is no boundaries.
Let's talk about the event. This is actually the second year that you guys have been doing it. How did it go the first year?
Well, it's good that you asked, because we were very successful the first year, which was last year.
And you guys didn't know what to expect.
Exactly. I mean, having been doing this in town as a band, singing in multiple venues, this was the first time we actually went out as an event management group doing a festival. The great thing was we had over 1,100 people.
Did you expect that many?
No, it was obviously a pleasant surprise for us. The mix of people that came was from, we had so many residents from Lono, from Bloomington Normal. We had people from students, especially from Bradley University, from Peoria. We had folks from Decatur. We had a few people that came from Springfield and Champaign as well.
Our patrons also suggested that, you know, it would be so much fun. It could be done outside as well, so we don't feel congested in any way. And that is the reason that we postponed this event from March to April. We thought to do it outdoors, let the weather be better. And we are doing it in a big outdoor, the McLean County Fairgrounds, under a 55,000 square footage tent that we are putting together. So it's going to be a combination of outdoor and indoors. If people wanted to do it outdoors, they're more than welcome to do it, or they'll be housed under a tent.
Let's reassure people so they're thinking, well, colors, what do you mean by colors? These are colored, it's colored cornstarch? Is that gets tossed in the air?
Yes, it is actually 99% cornstarch, very safe for your skin. There's instructions, obviously, on the packets that we supply, and is multiple colors. You've got, we've got your alt colors of the rainbow.
It's organic.
And it's organic, definitely. So that helps with getting it off the skin and the clothes.
And last year, we had no complaints, zero complaints from anybody. Of course, if you're allergic to corn, this is not the place to be.
If you're allergic to corn, you need not be in Central Illinois, because that just wouldn't work out.
Yeah.
You're going to have a DJ. Tell me about the kind of music you guys are going to have played.
We always typically play in such an event where we are trying to be inclusive in all ways. We have played Indian to Latin to Western, any music that is popular. Upon request, the DJ has been playing it. So it was fun for all. It's not specifically aligned to a particular kind of music.
So all ages are welcome at this? Kids are welcome too. This is what you're considering a family event.
Correct. It's not just a family event. It's actually an event for all, because there's really no age limitation. Kids 5 and under are free.
Ooh,
which is a good thing for the parents that are on a budget. The tickets are $7 at this point at the early bird specials. They will go up to $10 once we hit a certain mark. The last time, the most feedback we got was that the kids had so much fun with the colors. The families had a ball because they had all the space and the kids could run around. And technically, there was supervision all around. So it was a safe environment for the kids. The singles had also a lot of fun because there was the DJ music, there was food, and then there was the colors, the people to talk to. So it was really amazing experience last year.
Are there any do's or don'ts we need to be aware of?
Well, I think the most important do is to bring your smile on, because you're going to be interacting with a lot of people, you know, seeing new faces. So always smile without boundaries.
And I would add on to that, you know, keep your inhibitions at home. It's all about knowing new people. Don't be surprised if an unknown person walks up to you, you know, say happy Festival of Colors, or say happy Holi, and put some color on your forehead. And that is how it goes. And, you know, with that smile on your face, you are making new friends.
That's Vinod Nambiar and Leonce Philip from Exit 167 Management Group. The Festival of Colors is Saturday, April 15th from 11:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the McLean County Fairgrounds in Bloomington. They advise you bring a change of clothes for after the event. I'm Laura Kennedy.